Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah! Happy Being Alive Day, everybody. We appreciate you being with us on a Trash Tuesday. How perfect. I get to come back to the airwaves and immediately begin to grouse about things. We'll do our trash is coming up in 20 minutes. Pat Boyle is in for Mraz today. Mraz is out. Taylor got a bug over the night. And then we've got Peter Schwartz in for Bogues. Bogues in for Writer Than You today. So even though we've got me and Pete the Body back, the other two guys had to split. And so we're piecing it together. So far, great hour number one. And we continue through hour number two in 20 minutes, Trash Tuesday, and in 40 minutes, what in the tarnation is happening to Antonio Brown's arena football team? Not sure how much the guy spoke about this over the last 2 weeks as I was out on paternity leave. However, I know we talked about this before I left, and I'm ready to sink my teeth back into it. Let's do Antonio Brown's ridiculous, winding, dysfunctional arena football team coming up in 40 minutes. 1 hour from now, Tim Capshaw is going to join us, NBA analyst, to talk about finals. Game number three coming up here after a 1-1 series split in Denver. Speaking of the NBA, yesterday was the report from Shams that Kyrie has reached out to LeBron to play in Dallas. Okay. Let's pick this thing apart, shall we? Let's start here. There is absolutely zero way that LeBron is headed to the Mavericks. And I know that we're on a bunch of places in Texas. I know that we've got a bunch of Mavs fans that listen. This is not a slight. It's not a slam on the Mavericks, okay? This is just the truth. Truth bomb here. With Luka on the contract that he's on and Kyrie on the contract that he's on, you're not fitting LeBron James on the roster. Financially, it doesn't work unless you're willing to trade Luka. That Kyrie and LeBron is not going to happen from a financial standpoint, okay? You would have to strip everything else down to its nubs. And I find that hard to believe that the Mavs at this point in time are going to do so, or that B, LeBron wants to do so. And that's the larger point here. LeBron right now has a situation where he went to the Western Conference Finals. And he has pieces in place that he likes. He's got Anthony Davis, who he's won a championship with. He's got a head coach that he's got some type of relationship with. And he is the orchestrator of a lot of the stuff that happens in LA. Does he want to play with Kyrie? I think the answer is yes there. I think he does want to play with Kyrie. But the answer is not he wants to go to Dallas to do so. He wants to do it in his terms in Los Angeles with the Lakers. And what this is a transparent attempt to leverage the Lakers into acquiring Kyrie. Okay? This is the play that Kyrie and LeBron have dialed up. This is the play that they're digging into the playbook. Okay, this is what we're going to do here. We're going to leak this to Shams. He's going to report it. We're hoping to flush the Lakers out of the bushes here. We want them to buy in on Kyrie and to bring him to Los Angeles. And then LeBron gets to be fitted back with Kyrie after they won the championship in 2016, yada, yada, yada. And we know that this is the play right now for LeBron because LeBron has already played one of his cards, which was when they were eliminated, maybe I'm going to retire. He's already played one of these cards. Maybe this was it for me. Maybe this was it. And so this just kind of fits in line with that narrative of LeBron wanting to force the hand of the Lakers to do the things that he wants done through threats of retirement or departure. And look, LeBron, for all of his greatness, has certainly made power plays before. This is not the first. It's not going to be the last. But the idea that Kyrie is recruiting LeBron to Dallas and that there's any chance he would leave to do so, I think is ridiculous. It's not going to happen. He didn't sign with the Lakers, one of the two most storied franchises in the NBA, to finish out his career in Los Angeles around television executives, the Hollywood set, the pretty people, to then bail, to leave a team that went to the Western Conference Finals to go to a team that missed the playoffs altogether. I don't think that's a realistic decision for LeBron. And so, you know, it brings up another point, which is Kyrie is so funny. Kyrie constantly blathers on and on about how unfair it is that the media always talks about him, and that the fans are always speculating, and that nobody knows the truth, and that people should just leave him alone. And then what do we have here? We have a situation where most NBA insiders agree that Kyrie and LeBron, or Kyrie, leaked this story to get attention for it to flush the Lakers out. Because I think Kyrie wants to go to Los Angeles. I think Kyrie wants to go to L.A., play with AD, play with LeBron or the Lakers, etc. And, you know, these guys can have it both ways. Where it's always, why are you always talking about me? You guys don't know what you're talking about. Why don't you leave me alone? You're always creating this speculation, or it's always hypotheticals, or you're always manipulating. And then when you want your message out there or to manipulate a situation for your own benefit, then you're happy to utilize the fervor out there, social media, the reporters, the media that you use, etc. You know, and I'll say this again. I don't know why LeBron wants to do business with Kyrie. It seems pretty obvious that he does. I don't know why he's got such a you-know-what for this potential. I think what we've seen is that everywhere Kyrie has gone since Cleveland has ended in disaster, has ended in dysfunction, disaster, debacle. And LeBron's the type of guy that likes to quiet the waters when they're noisy around him. And then when they need to be noisy, he throws the stone in. But he likes to keep going. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. We're fine. There's nothing to see here. This is great. AD is great. Darvin Ham is great. Frank Vogel's great. Until something needs to be done, and then he makes the change. But when Kyrie comes and he plays with you, he starts the water churning immediately because Kyrie can't shut up. He doesn't know how to. And people say, well, LeBron has control over him. LeBron will be able, he'll listen to LeBron. What makes you think he's going to suddenly just stop being Kyrie? You know, an old adage that I think holds a lot of water is when people tell you who they are, listen. It's not that people can't change, but usually people's behaviors over the course of their lifetime will dictate what their behaviors are going to be. The past is the best indicator of the future. And who believes that Kyrie suddenly changes the moment that he gets to LA with LeBron? Who believes that Kyrie suddenly, after the last 5 years of being something a very specific way, suddenly goes, nah, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm just a foot soldier to LeBron and all is good around here. Of course that's not going to happen. Of course. So I just think that for those like LeBron who think that they can bottle the Kyrie magic, you're mistaken. You're sadly, sadly mistaken. It can't happen. Stop being tantalized by the idea that it can happen. And this is another case where we know they're trying to team up. LeBron and Kyrie are trying to team up, but they're trying to team up in LA, and the Lakers rightfully don't want to do it. But LeBron is now played the card of retirement, and LeBron now played the card of maybe, well, you know what? Maybe I'd go to Dallas. No, you won't. No. LeBron ain't going to be a Dallas Maverick. He's not joining a team that missed the playoffs from a team in Los Angeles that just made the Western Conference Final. By the way, I've watched a lot of movies. I've watched a lot of streaming television. I have been on the last 2 weeks on overnight baby watch. And so when in doubt between the hours of 1 and 5 a.m., when AJ needs to be fed, burped, slept, rocked, diaper changed, in between, it's watching a lot of movies. You know what I've noticed? LeBron's production company has a lot of projects. I'm like, LeBron's company did this movie? LeBron's company did this movie too? LeBron's company did this documentary? He ain't leaving Los Angeles. That's why he went there. For the tentacles and entertainment, for the production companies, for the movie stuff. Oh yeah, suddenly he's going to up and leave for Dallas. No. No. Mm-mm. Not happening. Speaking of watching a lot of movies. You know, I get oftentimes ripped around here for being completely out of touch with modern television, with modern movies, etc. And some of it is fair, some of it I think is unfair. But you know what? I will be the first to admit I have been detached to a lot of modern pop culture. It just bores me. It just bores me. And we all know I'm at times a slave to nostalgia. So if there's a good old TV show on or a good old movie on that I liked and I know that I've watched and enjoyed, I oftentimes just rather watch that than take a spin on a new movie that might be trash because I've been burned too many times. But with this pregnancy and fatherhood and the last 2 weeks, I made it a point to saying, you know what? I am going to watch new stuff. Now, it's been all movies, okay? Because I've wanted to keep my attention, new movie. Sometimes I've watched two movies in a night, but certainly one and a half movies followed over to the next night because I'm just trying to stay awake. And I have a feeling that if I got into episode 7, season 2, episode 3, season 6, I would just start getting really bored, okay? So I've focused my attentions on movies. I have watched a bulk of new movies. I've watched some old movies. I've watched some intermediate movies, like 10 years old. And I am going to unveil my rankings and my reviews. You guys have heard of Mothership at the Movies. I am going to debut a new segment called Fatherhood of the Movies, okay? I was going to debut it today, and with all due respect to Boyle and Schwartz, the guys I need to impress are Bogish and Mraz, because they're the ones killing me. Me and Pete the Body are fine, because both he and I will watch all 7 seasons of Perfect Strangers, and we won't apologize to anybody about it.
I did a month ago.
Okay. He and I are cut from the same cloth. We know what we like. Usually it came from 25 to 30 years ago. And we're proudly going to keep watching those because we know we like them. We know they'll deliver the enjoyment that we want. But Bogus and Moran, watch Billions. Now watch Succession. Now why can't you watch something since 1989, DA? I don't even know what Schoolhouse Rock is. All these guys, killing me. Well, I said, fine. So when these guys are back, every morning I'm going to review another one, two, or three of the movies that I watched over the course of these 2 weeks. And I'll tell you what I liked, what I didn't like, and my oinks. That's right. I'm giving you booskies on good stuff, trashes on bad stuff, and I'm delivering one out of five oinks with decimal points.
What's going to be the first one, DA? Citizen Kane?
No, it's not. Let me tell you, okay?
2 months ago.
I'm buying movies. That's how recent I'm going. Boy. I'm buying these things. I'm renting them. $5.99 here, $3.99 there, $6.99 there. Boyle, boom, boom, boom. My money bag is over here dialing up the on-demand movies. You'll see.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
You'll see.
You'll go right back to what you used to do, DA, after you see that bill.
Well, no kidding. And that's the other thing, is that we have Prime, we have Netflix, we have this, that, and the other thing. And when you really dig into these streaming platforms, you realize, God, they have 3 to 4 good movies each, and then they're just fleshed out by waves of trash.
One big
waves of trash. It's unbelievable. You go to Netflix, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I'd watch that movie. And you get to like 5 movies total. And then you go, oh, God, everything else is awful. And then you go to Prime and the same thing happens. And you go to Apple TV and the same thing happens. And you realize, you go to Disney Plus and Paramount Plus and all these things, everybody's got 5 good movies or 3 good TV shows. And then everything else is an ocean of trash. All the good stuff is not in one place. So you ultimately do have to start buying and renting stuff because you just end up watching trash. And I can't believe how bad some of the movies that I watched were.
See,
these are grotesque. These are so bad.
I have not gone down the movie road with these streaming platforms. It's been more so television shows. So I have to get in. If you want to binge watch, I think the key is watching series because that stretches out your time a little bit.
Yes, that's true.
And that's been the big help, at least for me, if I have to stay up, is I'll pick a show and watch 6 episodes of it. I mean, the last show I picked was Newhart, but that's another story.
Jeez.
No, that is true, because if you're trying to, let's just say over the course of a week, I've been on overnight baby duty for 4 hours a night. Let's just say you're looking to soak up 20 hours. You need long reliever. You need innings eaters.
Trevor Williams.
Right. You don't want to have to find 5 good movies. You don't want to have to find 7 good movies. But if you found 1 good TV series, you're right. That's a good way to soak up innings. But I'll tell you, I'm staggered. I'm looking at this going, how much do we pay for these streaming services and how many bad movies are on these? It's outrageous. And then some of the bad movie streaming platforms are like, how are they staying in business? Popcornflix.com and this. And I'm like, how are these guys staying in business?
That sounds like one where you click on the watch the movie and you get 7 pop-ups that come up.
No doubt. And that there's a commercial break with 8 minutes of streaming commercials every 8 minutes of movie time. It's a rough scene out there.
See, at least I have the pro wrestling route. I mean, you have a little bit. You have the sports route, but at least I have the pro wrestling route on top of all that. Because if I wanted to binge watch that, there's 2-hour shows. So they're each 2 hours. So you know, but maybe find another branch of entertainment that has long shows.
Look, I'll tell you that. The easy fix for me would be to get into my comfort zone, which is just to binge watch all of the 30 for 30s. Yeah. I could watch every single one of those, but I've seen all of them before. So I'm like, this is my challenge, is that I want to stretch my boundaries. I want to explore new stuff. I'm getting killed around here. This is my time in life to do it. I don't know how long I'll be on this overnight baby duty, but this is my time to do it. And yet I keep going, why am I doing this to myself? Why am I watching Adam Driver in 65, which is where he crash lands on a prehistoric Earth, and just being like, this is so awful. And I paid $6 for this. This is so bad.
I'll tell you what, DA, there is, I'm looking here on some, and here's some free pub for Netflix. What's coming out, what they got rolling out in June. You got some good ones. You got a good mix of classics, like Breakfast Club.
But I've seen it.
Yeah.
Ten times.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you don't want to get out of your comfort zone and watch Succession or anything like that. So you got Jarhead. You got Magic Mike.
There you go, Magic Mike.
Am I going to get killed, though, for watching, again, movies that are 15 years old? Magic Mike and Jarhead are not new movies.
No, well, I mean, again, I'm throwing you some meatballs here in case you need your comfort zone. You know, you need a movie from the 90s or the 2000s.
I got a good one. Right. I got a good one. Okay. I watched this movie, DA, over the last week. A man called Otto.
Okay, so I know that you love Tom Hanks. That was staring me in the face for 2 weeks. I never clicked on it only because it was Tom Hanks' kind of a depressed, surly, antisocial older guy, right?
Right, right.
And I'm like, do I need that in the middle of the night? don't I want something a little bit more uplifting or happy, optimistic if I'm trying to stay up all hours of the night? But you tell me that it's a good one.
You're engaged in it.
Okay.
You get engaged in it. It starts a little like morbid, but you get engaged in it because of the character he plays.
Okay. Maybe I'll do it. I mean, I love Hanks. I love Hanks. So maybe I'll do that. Or I could just, I could watch any one of 1,000 awesome Hanks movies from the 80s and 90s. And
that's right.
And I'll love it.
Bachelor Party. So,
and then I'll get killed for that. So. Fatherhood of the movies at some point when everybody returns. And I will go over the litany. I saw a couple of good movies. Don't get me wrong. There was like three of them I really loved, but there's about 10 of them that I hated. So that should be a fun segment. When we come back here on the show, it's a Trash Tuesday. Let's take out some trash. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, happy Trash Tuesday, everybody. And you can always listen to the show on your phone. Use that dandy little thing in your pocket to stream us using the CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app. Both are free. On the free Odyssey app, you can listen to the rest of CBS Sports Radio and every other Odyssey sports radio station in America for free. Also, pause, rewind, and fast forward live radio content and listen to our podcast on that app as well. But you could also use the CBS Sports app to stream CBS Sports Radio. Trash Tuesday is here. Pat Boyle is in for Mraz this morning. Pat Boyle, lead us off.
Yeah, I got to trash one of my lady friends. Just been bugging the absolute hell out of me lately. When are we going to hang out? When are we going to do this? Let's go out. Let's go get drinks. Listen, I got to watch, and my response is the same thing every time. You know, locally for WFAN in New York, I'm like, listen, I got to watch the Yankees, and I got to watch the Mets. And she goes, they play every night. I'm like, yeah, you think it's fun watching the Mets suck up the joint every night? A team playing 500 baseball, and they stink half the night, half the times they play, they're lifeless. You think I like doing that? So last night she texts me. She goes, I know the Yankees and the Mets aren't playing, so why can't you hang out tonight? Ooh. And I was like, oh, geez, she got me on this one. So I thought quick, and I was like, you know what? I got the DA Bob's Bar Show coming up in a week and a half. Uh-huh. Oil the Boil's gonna be going down. I got to look good. I got to go overtime here at the gym. I can't hang out. She's getting on my last nerves. So you know what, Toots? Take your sweet cheeks and get in line and wait. Treasure.
I'm getting queasy.
Wow. The quote, you know, Toots, get your sweet cheeks in line and wait.
Oh, boy.
That's a salvo. So how'd she take to that when you told her, I can't hang out, I got to get to the gym?
It was basically, all right, so I guess I'll see you next year.
Wow.
So she's, what, sixth on the depth chart at this point?
she's falling fast. Because there's one thing that, you know, a coach doesn't like.
Yeah.
Is when what someone's is coming in their office every day asking for play time when they haven't done enough to deserve it.
So she wants more minutes, and you're sick and tired of hearing about it.
Correct.
What can she do to get more minutes? Everybody else has to get injured?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I should say it on the air, but.
Well, she needs to practice harder. She needs to be more versatile.
Yeah. Yeah, more or less.
Okay. By the way, how does the physique look for Oil Boyle? Whoever comes to the Bob's Bar Show a week from Friday and comes with the farthest distance away gets to baby oil up Pat Boyle's bare chest. How's that physique coming?
It was going well until this last weekend. I had my family's golf outing, so I had about 27 transfusions on the golf course, 18 hot dogs, and then a bunch of just, you know, stuffing my face all weekend with food and booze. So we got thrown off a little bit off track. Minor setback for a major comeback, DA. I told you, this is the final stretch here. This is the final lap. I'm going to be like Seabiscuit coming down the down the track here going into next Friday. So I got to look good, man. These pecs can't be flabby.
And just for some perspective, he finished off a bag of Tostitos within the last hour.
Yeah. That's true. I've carried the habits over into Tuesday morning.
Did you call them transfusions? Is that what you call beers in the golf course?
No. Transfusion is, it's what? It's vodka, Sprite, and then a splash of grape juice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh,
that's
boy.
A mixed drink, I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had about six of them on the front nine. I couldn't see where I was hitting my my tee shot by the last couple of holes.
Did you make the back nine?
It was best ball, so at that point, I was just like, you know, just get me to the green, and I'll tap in a putt. I did hit like a 25-foot fringe putt, though. I went nuts.
Touch a little heavier pour on that transfusion, okay? It's only my seventh of the day.
I'm working over here. Oh.
Pete the Body, who are you trashing?
Well, we were just talking about movies and television shows and the stuff we've binge-watched. So I decided to partake in the first part of the American Gladiators 30 for 30.
I want to see that.
And don't.
Oh.
It is awful.
Really?
The direction they went in did not click with me. It Bummer. Wasn't the direction I thought they were going. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but I am trashing that. I thought I expected it to be better. So I'm trashing ESPN for that American Gladiators 30 for 30. They should have did better. I was really looking forward to it.
Totally gross, dude.
I felt like that was right in our wheelhouse. This was late 80s, early 90s, kind of schlocky, corny, sports adjacent type thing. 30 for 30, American Gladiators, I thought was a slam dunk. How did they screw that up?
Well, you'll see in the beginning. I feel like from the beginning it set a bad vibe.
Gotcha.
And then it just, I fell asleep during it, to be honest with you.
Really?
It I'm going to probably try to watch it again, but I was disappointed. Just very disappointed with it.
They screwed it up. All right.
Yeah.
All right, that's a bummer. Peter Schwartz, who are you trashing?
I am trashing DA, the Los Angeles Kings. Mm. So I don't know if you saw this news yesterday, but their outstanding television play-by-play announcer, Alex Faust, announcing that they are not picking up his contract. They are not renewing it. And they are actually going to go DA with a TV radio simulcast starting next season.
Right.
And I just think it speaks volumes as to a terrible trend that could start in the business, because TV and radio play-by-play are two completely different things, and it just comes off being so petty and so cheap that a team in a major market, one of the four major sports, they don't have the resources to employ two broadcast teams.
Yeah, right, and how about this is happening with the Angels, too,
yeah,
that they took the radio team off the road, right? They're not allowing the radio team to travel, and so they're keeping them home for travel expenses.
Yeah, and I think weren't the Blue Jays doing the same thing?
Now they were hindered because of the COVID and going back and forth from Canada to the States.
But that's alleviated now.
Yes, you're exactly right. So, yeah, but I mean, Los Angeles, two different professional teams don't have radio broadcasters on the road or anything altogether or TV. It's crazy.
And it's just, you know, again, it's two different ways of calling a game. And listen, Alex Faust is going to be just fine because he's doing network stuff and, you know, he'll be fine with his career and everything. But I just think it's setting a bad precedent with the, you know, if you're a team and you see that a major market franchise is being cheap like that, then what's going to stop other teams from doing that as well?
You're right. Yep, I agree with that. Trash them.
This must be garbage time.
With my extensive experience now of all of these streaming channels, because in the nursery where we've been taking care of AJ and I've been spending the overnights, we set up a little TV over there, and it's a smart TV. So it's all the over the top. It's rather all the streaming apps, etc. And I can't believe we haven't streamlined a better way to log into all of these apps. Every single night, I feel like I'm entering another password, my email address again, activate this, put in the password, go to your phone, take a photo of this QRC or QRP or whatever that freaking code is, do this, do that. I'm like, how many times do I need to do this? It's now 2023. A lot of people have smart TVs. A lot of us are using these apps, and there is no streamlined, easy way to do it. And every time you do it, you're clicking through your remote to spell stuff, which is so hard. It's one thing to put in your passwords when you're on a keyboard on your laptop, or even the keyboard that obviously you could use two thumbs on your phone. It's another thing to be go up to the symbol button, hit that, boom, boom, go over to the lowercase, hit that, scroll down, hit T, go to the uppercase, click that, boom, boom. And you're like, how hard does this have to be? Why is this not easier? So all the ways we got to sign in all these fricocked apps on smart TVs with a remote control with one button, trash them.
Is Oscar the Grouch living in there?
Tweet at me with your trashes, DA on CBS.
I love that you got a fakakta in there.
That's right. Explaining to young folk is tiring. That's his handle. Trashing chain stores that move things around for no good reason, which causes confusion to older folk looking for staples in the same aisles for years. Hashtag trash them.
That deserves a trash can emoji.
Amen to that.
Amen. Rick tweets, I'm trashing Boyle in his faux outrage. He's always mad and yelling about something. It's fake. We know he'd be bragging if he was in this golfer situation, talking about Michael Block. Hashtag trash Boyle.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Who did that?
That's Rick.
Rick, guy's got a lot of nerve. Got a lot of nerve saying I got fake outrage because I'm pissed off that Michael Block thinks he's some celebrity now. because he had one good weekend of golf. And he literally said himself, I'm just as good of a golfer as Rory McIlroy. He just hits the ball farther. And then you can't finish dead last after you say that. That's not fake outrage. That's a guy that needed to be put in his place in life.
Ostrich Eyes tweets, I'm trashing Kyrie as a Mavs fan. I'm sick of his look at me attitude. Sort of like a certain listener. Oh, I think that might be a Rob with a 3-2-1 blast. But you're right, DA. Why would LeBron even leave L.A.? Hashtag trash Kyrie.
It's the landfill. Overnights in El Paso.
Tubular meat is trashing the haters. Mraz and Bogue did a great job filling in. The ever-changing cast of characters did a great job as well. Ask Bogues about grandma money. Welcome back, DA. Welcome back, Pete the Body. Congrats, gentlemen. Tubular meat out. Trash the haters.
So frustrating.
Okay. We'll get to more trashes coming up here. Pete the Body, were you dipping your toe and listening at all over the last 2 weeks since we had the kids? Because I honestly have not. I have no idea what's been talked about. I have no idea how the shows have gone.
Well, I listened a little bit in the car when that we were shuffling to doctor's appointments and whatnot. In the morning around like 8 a.m. Eastern time, I would say, a few times. Yeah, I heard a bunch of it. A lot of, Sean's usual routine. And, pumping the chest out, trying to do the one-liners, a lot of that stuff. But the guys held court. I mean, they did a good job.
Good. That's very good. So, we are back, although Mraz is out today and Bogus is out today, so we're only back at a certain degree. But we are back.
And it's the summer, so.
And it's the summer, so there's going to be summer Fridays and vacations here and Mraz going to the Great Wolf Lodge there. And so we might be all over the place for a little bit. But we're trying to put the band back together now, and it's been all good. And so I do want to say I've got great appreciation for the listeners that afforded me the patience to spend time with AJ and to spend time with my wife. As I said before, I take every job I have very seriously, and this job I take really seriously. And the last thing I wanted to do was shortchange my family when they needed me, on top of shortchanging the audience because I wasn't watching anything. I mean, those 4 days in the hospital were a horror show at times. Let me tell you, it was Guantanamo Bay at times. I'm like, I can't, I'm mentally broken here. I can't do anything. There's no way I could keep my sanity. So if I were to do shows in that state, I would have watched no sports. I would have had bad takes. I would have been unfocused and tired and cranky and all of that. So you didn't want me on the airwaves anyway, but I appreciate the patience and I'm glad that the guys did a good job. Standing by for headlines. Peter Schwartz has got him. We got a game 2 last night of the Stanley Cup Final. Schwartz, what do we got?
We got this report sponsored by HelloFresh. Shake up dinner time with HelloFresh with 40 weekly recipe options. There's always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code SKATE16 at HelloFresh.com/SKATE16. And we will start with the Stanley Cup Final, the Vegas Golden Knights halfway home to hoisting Lord Stanley.
Touch pass and a shot. Score! Brett Howden, second of the game. It's a power play goal. 7-2 Golden Knights.
That was Dan Duva on Golden Knights Radio. The Golden Knights now lead the Stanley Cup Final 2-0 after a 7-2 win in Game 2. Jonathan Marchessault with 2 goals and an assist. Head coach Bruce Cassidy looking on as Aiden Hill made 29 saves.
He's stopping everything he's seeing, right, which is great for us and great for him. That's can be a real advantage. I mean, if you ask Florida, I didn't see every game of their previous series, but it sounds like their guy was playing unbelievable too, right? It can give your team a huge lift that you can relax. Not every mistake is magnified in those situations.
Now, DA, not only was it a rough night for the Florida Panthers, but it was also challenging for CBS Miami reporter Samantha Rivera. I don't know if you saw the video of this. She was trying to do a live shot after the game inside of T-Mobile Arena. A fan in Las Vegas trying to get in the shot.
A very loud crowd here at T-Mobile Arena. Obviously, Vegas fans enjoying the less than ideal night for the Panthers.
Now, D, I don't know if you saw the video.
No, I didn't see the video.
You can find it's all over Twitter and social media. But a great job by Samantha Rivera, who gave not one but two stiff arms to the Vegas fan who tried to get on camera.
Yeah. How do you think that's going to go? Opposing fans, Stanley Cup final, opposing television network in Vegas after a 7-2 drubbing and they're up 2-0. You could expect some hijinks and some fireworks. I'm proud of her, though, for the Heisman Trophy.
Dre, you have to see the video, and the people listening,
try to find that video. Now on the simulcast. You're right. She gives two good shoves, and I think one to the neck area.
Yeah.
Nice job, Samantha. She's tiny, too, so she needs to use that locked elbow.
Right.
So that's a nice job by
her. Obviously, she works out because she had the strength in that right arm to push that big guy out of the way.
Nice. So, that's awesome.
Nice job. Other hockey news yesterday, the Anaheim Ducks hiring Greg Cronin as their new head coach. NBA Finals resume on Wednesday in Miami. Heat and Nuggets tied at a game apiece. Now the baseball will start in Arlington. Rangers and Cardinals were tied at 3 in the bottom of the ninth.
Low, the fourth batter Cabrera has faced. Here's the pitch. It's hit on the left side and through. A base hit into left field. Simeon around third. Here's the throw from Donovan. It's offline. Simeon scores. And the Rangers walk off the Cardinals in the opening game of this series. The final score, 4-3. Rangers are bouncing between first and second. And it is a happy house in Arlington.
Matt Hicks on Rangers Radio. Marcus Semien extending his hitting streak to 24 straight games. Other games yesterday, the Padres over the Cubs 5-0. Another home run for Gary Sanchez. The Astros beat up on the Blue Jays 11-4. You had the Marlins beating the Royals 9-6. Luis Arraez, 3 more hits. He's now hitting 399, 10 for his last 13 over his last 3 games. And you also had the Rays beating the Red Sox yesterday 4-1. Quickly on the NFL, the league investigating Colts cornerback and kick returner Isaiah Rodgers for possible violations of the league's gambling policy. You had the Cowboys releasing wide receiver Antonio Callaway after he was arrested last weekend in Miami for driving with a suspended license. And we talked about this last hour, the Buffalo Bills holding a groundbreaking for their new stadium yesterday, and that new stadium set to open in 2026. There you go, DA.
Awesome. Thank you, Schwartz. When we come back here on the show, what is going on now with Antonio Brown's arena team? DA, CBS Sports Radio. Glad you're with us on a Trash Tuesday, everybody. Send us your trashes on Twitter, DA on CBS, or on the phones at 855-212-4227. It seems crazy, but Antonio Brown is part owner, maybe the money man, behind the Albany indoor football team. I think his dad is running it because his dad was an Albany Arena Football League legend back in the day. But Antonio Brown has owned this team for a couple of months. And according to one report, this team has attempted a dozen head coaching moves in 2 months. Quote, Antonio Brown's team has hired, fired, intended to hire, and lost multiple coaches this season. Tony Menas won the league championships for the franchise, was fired 10 days before the season. He was replaced by Damon Ware, but when the payroll issues took place, Ware left the team. The original coach was rehired. He then resigned 2 weeks ago after the team's fourth straight loss. The next day, Antonio Brown announced he would play in the team's upcoming game. With Ware and the previous coach gone, AB turned to local high school coach John Audino. However, he had not actually accepted the job. The next day, tweet sent out that Pete Porcelli would be the next team's head coach. He did coach one game, a loss, and then was demoted to line coach. So now, with 6 games left on the schedule, Iowa Barnstormers defensive coordinator Terrence Foster is next up. However, former NFL player Maurice Leggett accepted the interim head coaching position yesterday. He was playing defensive back for the team this season. So at this point, there's been six people who have been announced as head coach by Antonio Brown over the last 2 months. One fired, one hired, one resigned, two never coached a game. Right now, the Albany Empire, league worst, 1-6. When I first saw the story that Antonio Brown owned an arena football team, I laughed, saying, no way. This is some type of misidentification or just kind of a social media gag, a way to get attention. And then the more that you dig in, the more you realize, oh my God, it is happening. And then you see a story like this, and while it is the most predictable outcome of Antonio Brown owning a team, it is where the line is between comical and sad. And Antonio Brown's life has become sad. And I don't pretend to know what is going on in his head. I don't pretend to know where his mental health is. I think we all, from afar, think that it's not good. But this type of erratic, crazy behavior suggests that the organization is being run by an erratic individual with issues. So that's the latest on Antonio Brown's situation. Can somebody take this team away from him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.